Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Hanu Tuweli, and I am the co-founder of the 36 Youth Forum, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Our Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesomwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to our lovely people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that youth is a great but perishable gift. Let's make the most of it. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Youth Day of August the 12th with the theme, Safe Spaces for Youth. In the context of the United Nations, a safe space for youth is a place intended to be free of bias, conflict, criticism or potentially threatening actions, ideas or conversations. It is a welcoming environment for youths to blossom. There are currently 1.8 billion young people between the ages of 10 and 24 in the world. This is the largest youth population ever. But 1 in 10 of the world's children live in conflict zones and 24 million of them are out of school. Political instability, labor market challenges and limited spaces for political and civic participation have led to increasing isolation of the youth in societies. Youths need safe spaces where they can come together, engage in activities related to their diverse needs and interests, participate in decision-making processes, and freely express themselves. While there are many types of spaces, safe spaces ensure the dignity and safety of the youth. In commemoration of the 2018 International Youth Day, events have been scheduled to hold across Nigeria based on the safe space theme. There are events in Abuja, Abia, Anambra, Plateau, Kaduna, Kano, Imo, Lagos, and River States, and details of these events can be found in the United Nations World Map of Events. There are also events scheduled around the world. A look at this map will show the activities being organized around the world to keep youths engaged. According to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the hopes of the world rest on young people. Peace, economic dynamism, social justice, tolerance, all this and more today and tomorrow depends on tapping into the power of youth. Let us all arise and commit to creating safe spaces for our children to thrive in their chosen paths, in addition to contributing to growth and development in their communities, in our homes, our churches, and immediate communities, in schools and all alike. We must give space to the younger ones to contribute to decisions that affect their future. At state level and countrywide, this approach is highly recommended also as an avenue to unleash the positive strength of the youth in our societies. Our guest speaker today is Mr. Hanu Tuweli. He is the co-founder of the 36 Youth Forum, a nationwide mobilization platform for Nigerian youths. He will be sharing with us his insights on the theme of this year's International Youth Day. Please enjoy the episode. Our great Rivers people, remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and I am Hanu Tuweli, your host for today. I will be speaking on International Youth Day 2018 with the theme Safe Spaces for Youth. The International Youth Day is celebrated annually on the 12th of August. The first International Youth Day was designated by the UN General Assembly in 1999. It is a day set aside to celebrate youth around the world. by the international community, as well as celebrating the potential of youth as partners in today's global society. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, specifically Goal 11, emphasizes the need for the provision of space towards inclusive and sustainable urbanization. Furthermore, the new urban agenda reiterates the need for public spaces for youth to enable them to interact with family and have constructive intergenerational dialogue. Additionally, the World Program of Action for Youth, WPAY, which is the UN framework for youth development, prioritizes the provision of leisure activities as essential to the psychological and cognitive and physical development of young people. As more and more youth grow in a technologically connected world, they aspire to engage deeper in political, civic, and social matters, and the availability and accessibility of safe spaces becomes even more crucial to make this a reality. Ashley Bryan, the famous writer and illustrator of children's books, once said that having a safe space to imagine and dream and reinvent yourself is the first step to being happy and successful in whatever road you choose to pursue. This year's theme for the International Youth Day will be focused on enabling safe spaces for youth. The question is, what is a safe space? A safe space is a place or an environment in which a person or category of people can feel confident that they will not be exposed to discrimination, criticism, harassment, or any other emotional or physical harm. According to the United Nations, there are three major ways to create a safe space, and I feel every youth, government parastatals, and non-profit organizations should embrace this point. Civic space, digital space, and public space. Now let me start by explaining the civic space. A civic space allows you to engage in issues of governance. Civic spaces are an extension of the community. When they work well, they serve as a stage for our youth's lives. They can serve as a setting where social and economic exchanges take place. Setting up a civic space goes a long way in engaging youth with issues in governance. Today's generation of young people is the largest the world has ever known. Half of the global population is under 30, and yet 73% of countries restrict young people from participating in governance. Around Africa, campaigns are underway to promote the rights of young people to be actively involved in enforcing and changing their immediate communities. Age discrimination is a hindrance to democracy and development. We believe that young people deserve the same rights as older people and supposed more experienced individuals. In Nigeria today, many youth have come together to form alliances for a new wind of governance like the one I described before. These birthed institutions like Not Too Young to Run that handily pushed for the bill to be signed by the sitting president, President Muhammadu Buhari. You see the effect of a civic space? It creates room for changes to be made and voices to be heard. Now let me talk on ways in which we can develop more impactful civic spaces in Nigeria. Number one is collaboration of ideas for a common goal. And I will always emphasize on collaborating. Collaboration is key. And I get seemingly passionate when speaking on collaboration, especially in River State. I believe nothing substantial can be done without a collaborative effort. As an old adage says, two heads are better than one. A clear and consistent structure should be put in place where monetary gains should never be the primary focus. That is one very important point when looking at civic space. Also, continuity should never be lacking. And I also feel boundary management, guidelines for managing emotional, physical, or professional boundaries should also be considered. Now, let me talk about digital space. A digital space enables you to interact across borders. When I say borders, I mean between two countries and more. Thus, this enables learning, information exchange, and even collaboration for youth across countries. And I'm very excited about what our governor, His Excellency Yesom Ezenwanyike, is doing at the Tech Creek. I think it's a very good one, and he's trying to support digital technology in the state. Many foundations have launched digital medias and learning initiatives to help determine how digital technologies are changing the way young people learn, play, socialize, and participate in civic life. Answers are critical to developing educational and other social institutions that can meet the needs of these and future generations. This is the first generation to grow up digital. Coming of age in a world where computers, the internet, video games, and cell phones are common, and where expressing themselves through these tools is the norm. Given how embedded these technologies are in youth lives, do young people act, think, and learn differently today? You can ask yourself that. What are the implications for education and for society? How is digital technology changing young people and how they learn? What skills will they need to thrive? How should schools and social institutions adapt to meet these changing needs? What do youth themselves think about the new world before them? These questions must be asked and answered to create an appropriate digital space. Notice that the digital space creates room for expansion and easy flow for other spaces. It is very conducive. In Nigeria, there has been a lot of interest in information technology, as it is one of the mediums people intend to use to make changes. In Rivers State today, many youth hubs and non-governmental agencies take advantage and are very interested in technology. I'd like to give credit to hubs like the Kensa River Hub. I'd like to give credit to people like the Startup Port Harcourt convener, Mr. Bernie Fibersima, for what he's been doing. I'd also like to give credit to the Special Advisor on ICT, Mr. Ebufuro Asawo. This is why Rivers State is ranked in the top 5 states leading technology in Nigeria. As we all know, the state is home to a University of Science and Technology and Greater Port Harcourt, which will lead it to becoming one of the best startup hubs in Nigeria and also Africa. We all know that this is the best time to explore this safe space for the sake of the generations to come. We'll go on a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far. Why do you want to set the state on fire? You think you are clever. Cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Not a destroyer, think it over today. So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethics on Radio, and I am Hanu Tuweli, your host for today. I've been speaking on the International Youth Day, and the theme is Safe Spaces for Youth. I was talking about different spaces. I've been able to explain civic space, and I was able to talk about digital space, and now public space. A public space is a setting where we engage the youth in the community with sound leisure activities. We find out easy ways to interact with youth around, both those privileged to get education and the uneducated. Small towns and rural places face unique and urgent issues in Nigeria, like managing limited resources and retaining businesses and people. The best way to achieve this is placemaking. Let me explain placemaking. Placemaking provides small towns and rural places face unique and urgent issues in Nigeria, like managing limited resources and retaining businesses and people. The best way to achieve this is placemaking. Placemaking provides a means for smaller communities to reinvent themselves and face these challenges on their own terms. Let's take the recent Bole Festival, for example. Because River State, especially Port Harcourt, has always been sold to other states as the birthplace of Bole, we all know there is no Bole like Port Harcourt Bole. This enabled the youth behind the idea to use that to create an event in such a public safe space, as youth interact and get to display talent whilst having fun. I also like to talk about the Port Harcourt International Food Festival, an avenue for young people to show their culinary skills, and this is a very good avenue for young people to grow their skills. I also like to talk about TEDx Port Harcourt. This is the gathering of young people to come together to share creative ideas. All of these stimulate collaborations. Steady Run, a fitness club that uses public spaces to encourage fitness and good health. These events are all in Port Harcourt. This gives you an idea of all kinds of safe spaces and why it is important that safe spaces are created for youth. I would like to talk about the 36 Youth Forum and how we've been able to engage in creating safe space for youth digitally, civically, and publicly. The 36 Youth Forum is a non-profit organization that aims at developing the capacity of young people in the 36 states of Nigeria by providing productive opportunities for youth from different backgrounds to connect and share ideas and gaining access and support required for them to succeed in life. Since its inception, the 36 Forum has created safe spaces for youth through several youth-friendly projects and campaigns. For instance, the first annual summit of the 36 Forum was last year. It is an annual youth summit that engages youth by giving them an opportunity to discuss certain issues pertaining to their well-being with top government officials, multinational representatives, and entrepreneurs. They are able to think, solve, and evolve. Project 1000 was another project by the 36 Forum. It was an ongoing project that seeks to engage and educate 1,000 youth in the Niger Delta on digital literacy. We just started the Reshape Niger campaign that will develop the community school learning experience by working with schools in different communities to create a better learning environment through provision of better modern classrooms, teaching materials, efficient power supply, recreational facilities, and digital equipment. The campaign is themed Reshape Niger, which will transform the landscape of our community learning centers and make free education equal standard education, every child included. We anticipate working on at least 2 public schools in every community in any state we pick for the year. The 36 Voices. This is a documentary that interviews individuals making a positive impact in their communities through their startups and philanthropic activities. It seeks to remove the negative perception associated with certain regions in Nigeria by highlighting the doggedness of these individuals in growing the economic and social status of their communities through their activities. The 36 Youth Forum's future plans includes a visit to higher institutions in different states to educate the youth on the importance of fulfilling their civic duties by participating in the upcoming elections in a safe and legal way. There are so many spaces around us to explore. Youth need to find these spaces around them and try to see how we can work together in creating more safe spaces for ourselves and the next generation. We also need to embrace sustainability to ensure that these spaces can last longer for the younger ones. So there are other organizations and people utilizing these three spaces to engage youth in the state. And I will advise young people to identify these spaces and align. For instance, Facebook is a known digital space that is engaging young people on multiple levels. It provides a vast and cheap platform for people to air their opinions and reach out to a wider audience. Same as Instagram, that has become a great networking platform for young people and their businesses. These spaces are changing the world and how we do things. Let's go on a short break and we'll be right back.
Hey, another one don't trail it. You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be. Hungry not go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time. You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say as you big reach so you not feel do one better thing. Waiting.
You not the shame.
Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. So to round up the program for today, these spaces, when safe, can be a great tool to engage our youth, build their characters and inspire growth. A leisure space like Port Harcourt Pleasure Park can be utilized on multiple levels, not just as a playground for kids, but also as a place to build skills, camps and fitness activities, which are all ways to engage young people positively. Other organizations beyond government, like churches, schools, private organizations, can create such safe spaces for the youth. The private organizations can use this as a corporate social responsibility to help the communities in which they operate. One of such spaces is the Port Harcourt Library. You can host your events in the Port Harcourt Library. You can also borrow books as well, the old-fashioned way. There's also an e-library. In conclusion, it is the God-given right of every youth to have a safe and enabling environment where they can grow to their full potential. The government has a major role in ensuring that this happens, including schools, churches, and private organizations. We can provide all forms of support and encouragement to these future leaders of tomorrow. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reeve Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reeveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reeve Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReeveEthics. And you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707 0902-917-7706 or send us an email to reefattics@gmail.com. The Reef Attics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.